Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Sixth round draft pick is in, and a surprise to some people. Based on what general manager Phil Emery said just last week about drafting quarterbacks late in the draft, unless you really, really love the guy, and he's somebody that you feel can compete for that second or third job, he at the time said, lay off maybe. History says it's not really the thing to do. But David Fales has put up a lot of production at San Jose State. Please tell us about him, Francis St. Pete.
It's hard to pass up a guy like David Fales. You look at a guy in 2012, 72.5 completion rate, which I believe led the nation. Very accurate quarterback underneath and deep. Very extremely tough kid. People will see the sides, always worried about small quarterbacks, how tough they are. This kid is extremely tough.
I understand, too, he really loves the weight room. So he likes to work out pretty much. And he's very poised in the pocket and loves that intermediate passing game. That's where his strength lies.
Most definitely. You can see it when he takes a hard hit. When he takes a tough hit, he shakes it off, gets back in the huddle, fire up his teammates, and still go out there and deliver tough passes.
Tell me a story about the kid.
A good story about him. He last 3 years, three different offensive coordinators. And it hasn't bothered him. He has produced all of the last 3 years.
He started his career in Nevada, and he was a backup redshirt for Colin Kaepernick. Now, that system probably wasn't ideal for him, right?
He's a pocket guy who liked to beat you more with his arm. I know Colin Kaepernick can beat you with his feet, but David, he has a great arm. Like I said, great underneath routes. Also could hit the deep passes.
Was there a particular game or a particular stretch in his career that really stuck out to you?
Yeah, actually, last game of the year that I was with Marty Barrett, our director of college scouting, was against Fresno State, going head-to-head with David Carr. And
I remember that game.
They pulled out that game. I believe that game he had 547 yards passing and six touchdowns. So I think most of it was at halftime, but it was a great game, and he – going head-to-head against the guy who's considered the top quarterback at West, and to pull it out shows what type of player this guy could be.
You know, with that kind of completion percentage and that accuracy, especially in the short-term intermediate passing game, first guy I think of at the college level recently is somebody like a Matt Barkley. Would you say he compares favorably to a Matt Barkley in terms of that accuracy?
Most definitely. Matt was the same thing. He had the same, you know, good touch on the underneath passes. Understand how to read defenses. And that's what David does well. He knows, he already knows where he's going by the time his pre-snap read, he does a great job with it, and he knows where to deliver the ball.
All right, you had some help, too, from an insider. The backup quarterback on the Bears, Jordan Palmer, was his quarterback coach during the offseason prep to get ready for the scouting combine and for the workouts, much like Blake Bortles. What did he tell you about David Fales?
I actually never spoke with Jordan about him, but a guy I used to coach, which Brian Lindgren, he's actually the offensive coordinator at Colorado. I worked with him at Northern Arizona, and he told me a lot about David, and he told me about his tools and qualities that we look for in the Bears that this guy had.
Well, the one thing is, the scouting jobs that you guys do go beyond just what you see with your eyes. You gotta find connections.
You have to.
By any means necessary to really paint a picture of the guy's character, what you might find right here in his heart, and certainly what's up in his head.
Most definitely. No stone unturned.
You're getting to be a regular. Thank you for joining us, as always, Francis St. Paul. Another sixth-round pick ahead here on Bears.com. Stick around, everybody.